In fact, one of the things that I say on my outline for the program I'm doing is 2012 is a year of harvest in Manifest at Manatech, and I really believe that is so true. I think you're going to see this company take off and just catapult in a direction that we've been all waiting for a long time. And you can either sit on the sidelines and watch it happen, or you can participate fully in it. It's just a matter of choice. And, you know, the Clemmer work is awesome. You know, as Rebecca said, you know, Mary Jo's been supporting Clemmer's work, you know, ever since I went through it, because it had an incredible impact on my life. And one of the things, I think the testimonial goes back to the idea that, you know, I started in the Clemmer work and as a presidential director, and I tripled my income in my first year starting to do that Clemmer work and working on myself. And, of course, that's when I won the number one top income growth earner in all of Manatech worldwide. And that was, I absolutely attribute my success in regard to that to the work I was doing on myself, because if I am in my own way, I'm not going to ever achieve what the Lord has set for me to accomplish, because I need to get out of my own way. And we all do, because we all have, as she says, programs, and programs are belief systems. And our belief systems come from everything from the day we're born, our family starts influencing us and all our experiences in life, and all of a sudden we end up where we are. And, you know, it's something we don't even see because they're part of our subconscious, and yet they control the decisions we make. We wonder why we always respond a certain way to things. It's because our belief system is controlling that, and we may not even be aware of it. And it's fascinating, because a lot of things that we do in life, we just accept as, you know, that's just me. And whenever you say that statement to yourself, oh, that's just who I am, or that's just me, I want you to, you know, go, bingo, I just hit a soft spot, because that's a choice. And when we understand that our belief systems are choices, there are a lot of belief systems that are effective for us, but there are a lot of them that are totally ineffective. And those are the ones that we want to work on and bust through, as Rebecca says. So I highly recommend you take a peek at Diane's class. Diane was the very first, she was my first experience with Clemmer. My very first personal master I went to, which is back in, I believe, in year 2000. And I believe it was November 2000. I think it was up in Minneapolis. I actually flew up there to take it, because I had downline. I serviced up there as well. But I went up there to take that original PM class, and Diane was the facilitator for that class. So I know her very well. She's an absolute dynamite woman, and my love for her extends beyond just loving her as a person. She's also a fellow Christian, so I love her as a sister in Christ. So she's just a neat lady, and I know you will absolutely adore her if you take that webinar series, and she will contribute massive value into your life. Okay, so enough on, let's jump in and talk about the call today. And it was a great idea, because, one of the reasons Lydia found this, actually she found the article, and when she showed it to me, I said, oh, this is absolutely perfect. And one of the reasons I believe this concept of creating a magnetic mindset, and a lot of it's going to be, you know, something you've heard before, this isn't anything new for you, but maybe it's a new look at it. And one of the reasons I loved it so much is because of what's going on in Manatech today, what's happening in my organization, what's happening for me, the new joy, the uplifting things that are going on, the people that are getting excited about Manatech, the in-home workshops we're doing with, you know, 10, 12, 14 people every single week. I feel like I'm on a constant flow of meeting with people, one-on-ones or in group meetings or traveling. Like tomorrow morning at 5, I get up and I leave for Austin for 2 days to meet with mega churches and chiropractors. Lydia's got me booked, or I should say my organization have me booked like nonstop. And it's just fun to see this kind of level of activity again. And it's really, I look back at myself and I said, what shifted for Mary Jo as well? Because that's, you know, it's not just about navigate. It's not just about, you know, what's necessarily corporate's doing. It really is about what's going on for us. And back in December, I made a total commitment. I said, you know what, Mary Jo, I'm going to make this work. I'm giving it all I have. I'm going to step up and I'm going to put my belief system 100% behind. And that's really, for me, that's really what totally shifted in a gigantic way. And when you shift like that, what happens is, that you start creating something different in your environment. You create a totally different sense. You create a totally different result in your organization and in your environment, because you're coming from a different place. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today, because, you know, it's the same thing that I'm going through, and all you got to do is look at my results. I mean, I'm out there telling people that, you know, our signups went up over 250 to 300% from business period 13 to business period 1, and they're climbing this business period and business period 2, I'm not the one doing all the signups. It's my energy and my attitude and my belief system that totally shifted, that opened up space for other people to step into that same space. Does that make sense to you? And, you know, there's a lot of words for that out there, and this article kind of highlighted another way of looking at it. So we're going to jump in and talk about how Carlos Meyer, in his article, Creating a Magnetic Mindset, actually described this. And I'll try to relate to you some of the things going on for me as a Magnetic Associate, because it may be true for some of you as well as we go through this. But first, the question is, what is your reality? And we went through some of this with the Strategic Acceleration book with Tony Jury in December, but the answer to what is our reality is always going to be yet one more question, and that is, our reality is, what do we believe is true? Because that's what creates our own reality. It's our own belief system. What we believe is true is what creates our reality. That's why you can look at some people, whether you want to look at, you know, people looking at sports or people looking at politics, and people, you can see people that are totally opposite to each other. Now, reality can't be two different things. And that's what people start yelling at each other and calling people names. And I think about Rush Limbaugh or something. You know what I mean? I mean, some of these people get so outrageous about it. But the concept is that our reality is what our belief system is. What is our belief system? What do we believe to be true is what creates our reality. Screaming and yelling at somebody that they're stupid or insane or don't know what's going on or all this kind of stuff, that doesn't get you anywhere, because all you're doing is insulting people. But the concept is, our belief system, it becomes our own reality. We create it. The beauty of that is the fact that we have a chance or an opportunity to choose whatever we commit to. In other words, we have a chance to take that belief system and change it. We can shift it and change it, because there are certain beliefs that serve us, and there are a lot of beliefs that perhaps don't serve us. So we got to start looking at what's working for us and what's not. Especially in an arena where you're finding yourself stuck somewhere, you got to start saying, why am I going to keep doing what I've always been doing? I've got to start looking at something differently. I need to start shifting my belief system in what I'm doing, because it's not working. You don't have to follow that to your grave. You can shift and say, it's not working, so what do I need to be looking at differently? I have to redirect myself. And the reality is, every day, whatever we direct our attention on grows in our life. What you take your attention away from withers and dies. So a lot of us can look at our Manatech business perhaps over the last few years and say, wow, you know what? I really have been misdirected. I really, over the last few years, I kind of, after the Texas AG, and I tried so hard, and things didn't happen right for me, and maybe you just kind of drifted. You just started doing different things. You found other things, and maybe out of just necessity for some people, they said, Mary Jo, I needed to find income, because my income fell off with Manatech, and I needed to, you know, find a job or do something different that was going to create income for me. Great, but that doesn't mean the Manatech business goes away. The Manatech business is always there. It's just, something robbed us of our belief in it. And whether you want to say, it wasn't my fault, the people love to do that. They love to go into fault, blame, shame game, because somehow you learn that as a child, that that was what life was about, pointing a finger. Because somehow as a child, people pointed fingers at you. You know, maybe it was your mom or your dad who pointed fingers at you and blame, shame. So all of a sudden you develop that this is the proper behavioral pattern. I suggest not. I suggest that, you know, in fact, when Manatech did a survey right before we went on to Hawaii to the presidentials, they said, what are the number one things that are holding you back? And you know, I answered that survey, and I put, this is a survey I answered in like December, early December, and it probably was one of my awakening points to get me where I, you know, when I shifted in December. But I put down, I said, what's holding me back is me. It's not, you know, I'm not staring at Manatech and pointing a finger at them or pointing a finger at the Texas AG or pointing a finger. I said, what's holding me back is me. Me. I'm the one. Because I know that I have this incredible ability, as all of us do, to create what we choose to create in life. we're all creators. We all have capability of doing that. We all, and you want to go back to the spiritual perspective, we're all created in God's image. We're all created to create things. You know, it's what we choose. It's what our direction is. It's our belief. And so I started having to have to shift and say, well, that was a huge answer just to that question in the survey that made me really come to the conclusion I was the one that was standing in the way of that. So I needed to put my attention back on what I knew worked. It worked in the past. It's going to work in the future. It's just I'm going to have different tools, different direction, different than what I've done before because things change. Time changes. Technology changes. So Mary Jo needs to be different. I need to shift and not go back to the same old, you know, doing opportunity meetings 3 times a week or whatever. I just said, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to create a different thing. So secondly, in the outline, we're going to talk about what is your view of success? What success do you see for yourself in Manatech? That's really big because, again, you know, if you see your success in Manatech, you go, well, you know, in the past I've only achieved this level, so I'm just going to try to get back to being regional director. I'm going to try to get back to being executive director or whatever you say. You define success, and you define what that looks like. Now, some people, when they look at success, and they go, well, I don't know, Mary Jo, this is tough, because I've had conversations with this with some people in the field, some leaders in the past. And in fact, there are a lot of presidentials that don't qualify anymore, and I've had communication with them. And some of them view it as, oh, my gosh, I worked so hard to get there, and I don't want to go back again. Well, if you see success as something that can only be gained by some gargantuan superhuman effort, what are you going to create? You're not going to get there because you're focusing on the effort instead of on the result. You know, when I look at my business and I shifted my belief system in December to really be, you know, like I want to see this thing explode in 2012, I really put my energy behind it and I started focusing on results. I'm not focusing on the effort. I'm putting forth more effort today than I have in a long time. And you know, in fact, sometimes I look at Lydia and said, do I get some rest here? You know, and she just smiles and shakes her head no, as she's doing right now. But the idea is it's like I'm focusing. I don't look at the efforts that I put forth because, I'm energized. I love people. I love helping people. But I'm focusing on the results I'm going to create. And part of the results I look at creating isn't just about, you know, what my business creates. It's what everybody else is going to, you know, enjoy because of my energy. Because of my efforts, I'm going to help so many people achieve their dreams. And because of my energy, I'm going to help end global malnutrition. I mean, there's bigger fish to fry than who Mary Jo Hilliker is, by all means. And therein lies the greatness of the focus being put on what you're going to create by the energy and efforts that you put forth. And by doing that, instead of focusing on the, you know, what it's going to take, now you have a definition of success that works. Now you have the focus in the right direction. So you're not giving all the power to all the effort that's going to take place. Because when we start, you know, people go, oh my gosh, I'm going to do 12 meetings a day. Or I'm going to, oh, I am going to, you know, they look at this. Some people look at Navigate and they say, oh, I'm going to hand out 15 cards a day. That's a lot of people to talk to. And they get wrapped up in the effort that they're going to put forth. And then that totally will stifle you. So I love this article because it talked about quit putting all your energy, we exert energy, but quit putting all of your thoughts on the effort that it's going to take to get somewhere. Instead, focus on the success that you're going to create in other people's lives as well as your own so that you are putting power behind the result, the power behind what we call the dream as well. And that's so I look at focusing on saving lives. I focus on helping each one by one. I love that. And every person's so invaluable. The last week that I've been back, I've only been back in town a week, and being on the road was just awesome too. But the last week, just focusing on having people come over to my house and doing the meetings that we've been doing, and each individual is so incredibly valuable. I mean, they just have so much to offer and they have so many things going on, and it's so neat to watch them get reactivated and re-energized and feel empowered by what's happening. And you know, there's just a tremendous award and reward for each one of those people. And that's what I thrive on. I just look at the success that they see, that I see in them and the direction they're taking, and then how can I best support them. And that's joy, joy, joy. That's what it is. Joy, joy, joy. So focus on giving, because truly giving changes everything, as Sam so well put it. And then the third paragraph of the outline goes into Dennis Waitley's his quote, which is, in life you'll never get what you want, you'll only get what you expect. So if I asked you today, what do you expect in life, what would you say? And that's a good question to ask yourself. And some people sit back and they go, well, I'm close to retirement, and all I got to do is make it through the next few years, and I can retire, and this is what we're going to do for retirement. And I just go, wow. I mean, it just, and is that an option? Absolutely. Is there anything wrong about it? Don't make it right or wrong. People have different choices they make every day, and it doesn't have to be right and wrong. But it's, I sit back and I think, oh my gosh, my life is just full of these things. I'm meeting with such dynamic people. I'm working in all these nonprofits now, and I'm doing so much, and I, you know, work with brand new people, 18-year-olds coming in our organization, and I'm going, retirement isn't even a thought. Why would I want to stop doing this? Why would there ever be a reason for me not to help other people achieve their dreams? I don't know. I can't conceptualize that. So the idea is, like, what do I expect? I expect to create greatness in people's lives. I expect to help people get over their what they're stuck on. I expect to, you know, watch these people, you know, grow into what they dream to be. And by the way, that's one of the huge advantages that I see working with Navigate today, because I'm working with so many young people. And you know what? There's a huge difference between an 18-year-old and a 57-year-old. I pick a that age, like, oh, Lydia says not with Mary Jo, there isn't. But, yeah, she just was with me when we met with this 18-year-old on Saturday, and she goes, when it was done, she looked at me and she goes, you are unbelievable. How do you relate to an 18-year-old like that? You're just awesome. And I was just sitting there thinking, I didn't do anything different than just love on her. I just listened to her and love on her. And we had such a blast, because you know what? She showed up, and this 18-year-old, she has none of these preconceptions about, oh, life is, oh, I can't put forth the effort. Oh, it's going to be too hard. Oh, I've been divorced 3 times, and I don't trust people. There's, as I call it, very limited, if any, baggage that comes along with an 18-year-old. They haven't allowed life to taint them in any way, shape, or form. They just are on fire to create, because the whole world's in front of them. And we had such a blast building this woman's, business plan. Because the business plan wasn't in 3 months win the iPad, and 6 months win the trip, and 12 months make $10,000. And this was about when she was going to get her car insurance, when she was going to move out of the house. And 18 months from now, she's going to be what? She's going to be entering art school, which was her dream. But she doesn't have finances. So it was building a business plan that hit every single one of her dreams, because all I talked about for the first 10 minutes is, what is she passionate about? Where does she see herself down the road? I mean, where's her life going? What does she want most out of life? And she just started sharing some of that, you know, some of the immediate things that she wants, and some of the things she wants, where she wants to go in a career-wise and all this kind of stuff. And I'm going, oh my gosh, this is such an awesome vehicle for you. And it was just a blast working with her. And she even took her plan and wrote on the 18-month business plan, that one-page document. Some of you see it as Build for Speed, with some adjustments now with the new comp plan changes. But she just wrote on there, and she put down what she was going to be doing at each of those time periods that was personal to her. And that became her business plan. So what a blessing. So it's about what you expect in life. So build your expectations. And he, you know, as he calls it, it's called the power of positive expectancy. Some people call it the magic of believing. Well, the magic of believing works both ways. If you believe negative, if you believe, you know, it's going to be too much work or it's hard work and all this stuff, whatever your belief is, you're going to create that. And that's going to empower you or disempower you. So it's your choice on which way you want to believe. It's just a choice we make. So I choose the power of positive expectancy and believing these great things are going to happen. And I can't wait. You know, after meeting with this gal, I got in the car and I was so jazzed, because in my heart of hearts, I'm sitting there going, I can't wait to walk in the first day when she's going to art school. I can't wait to be there. I want to be with her as she starts art school a year from September. I can't wait. I mean, my head's already wrapped around it. Probably even, I don't even know, maybe more so than hers, but I want to be there walking in that first class with her. I just want to be supporting her in achieving that. And it's so awesome to see her excitement around what she's going to create in her life. So the power of positive expectancy. And again, the opposite's true. Some of us sit back and all we do is linger and worry, doubt, fear. And all of that is negative expectancy. And you know what? You worry about all that and it's what's going to happen is it's going to come true. So it's all about what you don't want, and imagining what you don't want to happen is going to cause what you don't want to happen to happen. So it's about releasing all of that and taking back on a power of positive expectancy in your life. So if you, again, focus on how hard it is to grow your magic business, how hard it is to find new business builders, how many people in your downline might have given up in the past, what are you going to create for yourself? You're going to create nothing. You're going to build a belief system that doesn't serve you nor anyone else on the face of this earth. And that's one of the reasons why I believe we all need to step into this power of positive expectancy, because it's not about us, it's about what we support, how we support other people. What kind of light, what kind of beacon are we on earth today if we're going to be wallowing in fear and doubt and worry? So no more. Just cast it aside. Just be gone. And just really get your belief system wrapped around the positive of what you can create. And I remember just looking back as I was doing this, I was thinking, you know, when I first started in Manitech, you know, a lot of you know my story about my dad and such awesome results he had in his health and how I felt led by the Lord. And after confirmation with my pastor, I just said, okay. So I walked away from my entire career. 5 months later, I found myself doing Manitech full-time. And did I have some tough times? Absolutely. I had some real tough times because, you know, when you walk away from all that income you're making and you're making nothing, it's really not that easy to do. It's frustrating because you think, oh, my gosh, did I make the right decision? And once in a while I would question that, but it was always, I always went back, no, the Lord drove me on this path. He helped heal my dad, and he showed me a way. He showed me some light, and he showed me direction. So I always in my heart of hearts knew that he was behind me. So when he's behind you and you feel led that this is what he's brought into your life, it's like this, there's no other thing than power of positive expectancy, because the Lord's not going to lead you to fail. That's not what he's about. He's not about creating failure in your life. He's about supporting you and creating incredible results in your life so that you can be that beacon. So I just had so much faith, and I just knew that, you know, he wasn't there to have me fail. And so I just focused on what I was going to create and how I was going to honor him through what I was going to create. And, of course, two years later, I was presidential director in Manitech. And it was based on, you know, that was what he wanted for me. He wanted success. He wanted me to feel positive. He wanted me to have the right belief system. He wanted me to go out and empower people and love on people so I could be that beacon of light for him. So it's really keeping focused on that and looking at, are we really doing that? Are we operating from that place, or where are we operating from? And the other analogy he drew in the article, he said, think of your mind as a lens of a camera. The focus mechanism of your mind acts the same way. So your mind can't be focused on two things at the same time. You can focus on what you want. You can focus on, you know, driving yourself to, you know, whatever your goals you're setting, or you can focus on fear and worry. But you can't focus on both of them at the same time. So every time fear or worry or those things enter into your mind, what you're doing is you're excluding the other. You're tossing it aside to wallow in this negative emotional state, this negative expectancy state, and that's going to rob from you every single time that happens. So our key to success, what is it? To have a dream we love so much that we continually focus on it. So it becomes more powerful than we are. In effect, it just takes over our life. And you want to think about it all the time. You want to seeing yourself and feeling yourself already having achieved it. A lot of people talk this way. Sometimes they say, oh, act like a presidential today and you'll become one. Well, there's a lot of truth to that, because what it's as a man thinketh, so is he. It's as a man believeth. And the magic of believing and taking on this powerful light, yeah, you know, that's what you're doing. By stepping into it, you've already created it. So now you're totally focused because you're already in it. You're in the moment. You're feeling it, dreaming it, acting it. It's right there. So maintaining that dream in your mind is what compels us to take consistent action. And I also, you know, when I wrote this up, I said, well, of course, consistent action is also based on a strategic plan. And that's why Tony Jiri and getting really, you know, focused on high leverage activities and those things for yourself are so critical, so that you don't, it doesn't, when you focus on high leverage activities, you kind of cross out all the fear and the worry and all the other things that I can't do it stuff, that languaging that somehow your little head voice in the head starts garbling at you and just vomiting on your brain cells. You don't, that doesn't exist, because you have that, you're so driven by, you know, your plan of action, your goal, your positive expectancy of what you're going to create through it. So it's critical for all of us to create that kind of mindset, because when you create that kind of mindset, what you begin to do is you start attracting all the things that you want in your life. And that's the, we, you know, you're familiar with the law of attraction and other things that have been talked about, and as a man thinketh, so is he. All these things are the same kind of principles that are about, that have to do with our belief system. It has to do with what we train our mind and how we discipline our mind to focus on the absolute best, you know, the expectancy of the absolute best, and not point fingers, not point in the direction, because truly, your Manatech business is you. It's you create it. You are the one that either create it or you don't. And it's a choice we make, and then it's a direction we take of keeping that positive reinforcement, positive expectancy of what we're going to create. So if you look at what is your dream today, and you can phrase it many different ways, and he used a lot of different language, and I just kind of converted it into a Manatech, and I put down four different things that your dream could be today. One of your dreams could be to bring financial security to hundreds of others so they too can live their dreams through Manatech. That's awesome. That languaging is so awesome, and maybe that's where you want to take your highlighter and highlight that in the outline today. Or maybe your dream is to save hundreds of children, and together with the awesome group of presidentials and other leaders in Manatech and global malnutrition in children. I don't know. I just read that in the outline, people, and tears come to my eyes, because I believe we can do it. I know we can do it. I know I can do it. And that's huge for me, because it's so much greater than any one of us. And it's so much greater even than that 18-year-old I met and signed up this weekend. I mean, she's awesome, and I can't wait to help her live her dreams. But you know what? Through that, by helping her live her dreams, guess what we're going to be doing? We're going to be getting closer to ending global malnutrition. So if I can help her, support her, build her dreams, have that positive expectancy in her life, she's going to help all of us end global malnutrition. Another dream might be to support Sam and Linda Castor, who are given the vision from God to build a company of destiny, a company to serve the Lord in honoring ways. Just the fact that we are so blessed to have him and Linda be a part of this company, that's just incredible. I mean, it's just incredible that they're part of my life. So I can look at them. They're so God-driven. They just are just such a blessing in my life. And I feel a servant's heart around that. Another one could be to help support thousands of people to understand the critical importance of taking real food products into their bodies as God had envisioned and provided for us. In other words, just purely that fact that you're going out every day helping support people have a healthier lifestyle. That's huge as well. And that's always been driving most of us who have gotten on board with this business. So what is yours? What is yours? What is your dream? And if you look under 5 in the outline D, he says, the reason, this is a quote from out of the article, he says, the reason I'm excited about building a network marketing business is that in the process of achieving my dreams for me and my family, I will help millions of people all over the world enjoy better quality of life, more happiness, and greater wealth. Can you get excited about doing that yourself for you, your family, and the world? And that's a great question. And those are the kind of thing. I think that's a great, you can even take that quote and plaster that up on your wall next to your computer, because it's something we need to be thinking about. Is that a big enough dream for you to move you forward? And are you using your thoughts and your thought process and your imagination, are you using it to serve you and create a wonderful life, or are you using it as a means to rob you of what's going on in your life? I don't know. Again, it's a choice that we make. And, you know that whatever you are thinking, if you're living in fear or worry about Manatech in the future and what's going to happen in the Texas AG and all this garbage, if that's what your collective thinking is, then you're stuck. Know that you're, by those thoughts in your mind, you're into negative expectancy. And you're going to actually help create some of that. You'll definitely help create it in your own life. But I'm going to suggest that that kind of attitude or that kind of worry or concern is something that you're going to cast upon your entire organization. And it's going to run through that organization and just eat them alive because you create negative energy around it, negative expectancy for others as well. So we got to shift that into positive. Make sure that we understand wherever we are today, our thinking got us to that point. But that same kind of thinking is not going to get you where you want to go. So that you have to go back and say, where do I need to make a self-correction? Where do I need to take on something new? How do I stay positive-minded? That's why we have dream boards. We have language that I tell you to post by your computer so that you can consistently be in viewpoint of the things that are going to transpire, the things that you believe in, the positive expectancy of what you're going to create. That's what's going to help keep you on track. So you just got to use your thought process and imagination to serve you and go and create a wonderful life instead of being one that gets shuttered up. That's why I have this picture of putting shutters on the windows of your life. You know, every time we let fear or doubt come in, we're like putting another nail in a shutter that's closing off those windows. And the windows are our windows to our life. And it's like, don't do it. I want to get a crowbar and rip it off and help you rip that shutter off because there's no nail that belongs in that. We want to be, that beacon of light for people. So it's important for us to understand the role that we play first and foremost in our own life because if we don't manage that one, we're hardly going to be a beacon for other people, right? So, but once we do that, then we can step in and help others achieve great results, help save these kids, help make a difference in the world, and end global malnutrition, which is truly the destiny this company's taken upon itself. So I'll finish today with just that when you adopt the last line, when you adopt this way of thinking, you've created a magnetic mindset that will attract the right people to your business and the success you desire. And all I can share with you is I made my shift again. I had to tackle some of those doubts and things in December. And of course, the newness of Navigate helped me get excited again and kind of sprung a new, you know, desire in my heart and try to do something different because I felt like what I was doing wasn't working very well. And I was getting discouraged by it. So Navigate kind of gave me that new bolt. And I just said, wow, this is awesome. I didn't really know what the effect was going to be, but it really gave me that new bolt of energy that I needed. And of course, the concept of acknowledging the fact that who is holding me back in Manatech? Only one person, that was me. So as long as I step into it differently, I can create different results. And that's a choice I made. And I know all of you have the same choice to make if you want to drive your business to a new level. So let's all be that magnetic mindset and start attracting greatness to us and all the fun people and different people. And it's amazing how many positive people that have come up in our lives. We have some awesome new business builders. In fact, this afternoon I'm going to be over at Mana Relief meeting with Sam and three of my new business builders, an 18-year-old, 23, and a, how old is Karen? Maybe around 40. And what fun is that? I mean, we're all going to go meet Sam Castor and learn about Give for Real and Mana Relief and spend some time over there touring Mana Relief site. And, you know, these are things that weren't happening. The last time I took up somebody on a tour of Mana Relief was probably 5-6 years ago. That's how long a time it's been. So it's a new day. It's a new way. It's for us to just step in and choose to create that magnetic mindset and watch what happens to you in terms of the attraction factor that you put out there. You'll start attracting and people that have a great heart, a great mindset, people that you can help, you know, be a part of this incredible company and this incredible vision. But you've got to have that so planted in terms of your expectancy for yourself. And mine today is I sit down and I say, you know what, Lydia, and we said this back in, when we heard about the new comp plan changes for existing associates, I looked at her and I said, we're going to win them all. We're going to win the iPad. We're going to win the trip. We're going to win the $10,000 for adding 20,000 GPV to our organization, and we're going to win the $20,000 for adding 60,000 in our organization over the next 18 months. You ask me, Mary Jo, do you have any doubts? I say, I have not a doubt in my mind that it's going to happen. Not one doubt. because it's an incentive, and just like every other incentive that Manatech has put out, I just said up front, I find out what the incentive is, and I say positive expectancy, I'm going to create it, and it's going to happen. And then we go create it. But again, it's a choice. And you can take it by little step at a time. You can say, first, I'm going to win the iPad. Great. Grab onto that and run with it. Because each one of those elements in that new incentive, people, will build you to the success at the next level. So just choose one at a time and go in that direction. But always create that magnetic mindset that you're attracting the right people, you're attracting the right energy, and you're putting, because as you put out, as you sow, so shall you reap. The energy you put out in this universe, guess what? It's going to come back to you tenfold. So look at that. Do that self-evaluation today. Really take a look at where you need to shift, what do you need to change. Write down positive expectancy for yourself and unbelievable results you'll create. And we're here 1,000% to support you on that, because we know together we can make a gigantic difference in this world. Okay, everybody, that's all I have for today's call. Anyone have any questions, any comments? Did some of this hit home for some of you, and maybe some shifts in your life you can make? Anyone want to share? I know we have a few minutes left.
Mary Jo, I've got a quick question.
Sure.
You know what the title of your movie or your link that you send people to and navigate that would share with them basically a real switch where, you know, they can learn about our products but how it blesses the orphans?
I think in Navigate, you have two things. In Navigate, you have the health site where the promo is segments of the Real Switch Real Switch video. But
right.
The real thing that's going to show all of that is going to be the business presentation. That's
okay.
What's really going to show it. The business presentation that talks about what Navigate is, what the system is, and then it goes into who is Manatech. And the Real Switch, the complete Real Switch video, is part of that business presentation in Navigate.
Okay.
It's a 16-minute presentation, and that's what I would use to, you know, to really show them who we are today and what direction we're going in, to give them that total overview. Okay. Yep.
And I'm very curious to know, what is the free gift that they get if they leave their information?
You know, all you got to do is go to my website and put your information in, and you'll get it.
Okay.
You want to do? Okay.
But
when you fill in, this is what I want you to do. If you have my websites, you know that all you got to do is MJH is what I use. So it's the Navigate. What is it? Navigate.
It's .net.
.net, and then. Yeah, and just the
MJ8.
Only thing I want you to do something. I want you when you put your name in, just because we're using it so prolifically with prospects, I don't want to start pursuing all you guys to ask you to sign up because you're already in Manatech. But what you want to do is when you put your name in and you put your name, so if you put your name in because it's asking you to put name and email address, put the word Manatech after your name.
Perfect.
Or put your first name, put like Sarah Manatech. Or just even put Manatech. You don't even have to put your name, because then I know right away that it's just one of you guys hitting my thing to see what the free gifts are. Okay?
Nice.
Super
Thank
duper.
You.
All right. There you go. Absolutely. Yep. 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 Anyone
Mary
else?
Mary Jo. Mary Jo.
Oh, Lydia. Yeah, Lydia says she's going to send the free gifts out to everybody, so that'll save you all that too. Okay. Go ahead. Oh yeah. Go ahead. Next.
This is Joni in
Hi, Joni.
Arizona. I was wondering,
Hi,
is there any way to find out how many children your organization is feeding?
Yeah, well, we did it in Hawaii. They took all the presidentials, were given numbers of what their specific, you know, organization was supporting. So Manatech has all of those numbers. I don't know if there's a way that you can contact Manatech to find out by each individual associate. I don't know. You could try. And
because
Joni, you were president.
Yes. Can I interrupt?
Uh-huh.
I asked them about 2 months ago, and they created a report in your success tracker. So you can go in there and see.
Oh, how awesome. How awesome. Success Tracker has it now.
And you know what?
Yeah.
For those of you that are new, I just want to say that they do listen to the field. That was one of my requests, because I had a new gal that got started, and that was a big deal to her. And I said, please figure out a report, because I know that not everybody is ordering products that are those core products, you know, if they're getting Osaline or Sport or something like that. But, you know, it's so cool to be able to say every business period, this is how many children our group fed.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and get that word out to people because you can use that as a tool. In fact, last year when I was at ManaQuest, a lot of you that went to ManaQuest saw that my group was like the third largest group in terms of feeding children last year. And, man, I used that picture, and I didn't use it to promote Mary Jo. I used it to thank everybody in my downline for participating in this awesome process. I mean, it was just a great, again, retention mechanism that we can use with our people in our organization to help them, support them to really see what a huge difference they're making, they're contributing to. So it's not like they think I'm only helping one child. They can see the thousands of kids now that they're a part of helping every month. So awesome report and great. Thank you for the update on that in Success Tracker. I didn't even know it existed.
What is the name of the report?
Do we know what the name is? Lydia can't find it. She's in Success Tracker. Just go into Success Tracker.
I'll get online right now and look for it.
Okay, thanks. Okay,
yeah,
Fred, was that you?
Yes.
Hey, Fred, by the way, I delivered your package to Dr. Nugent today.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What did you have?
Well, your comments about the Lord leading you on this path.
Yep.
Struck a big chord with me.
Great.
You know, we've all experienced adversity.
Yep.
And I know the Lord has led me here, and it just, what you said today really resonated with me. And then to give you another sign that the Lord's given me.
Yeah.
And, yesterday at church, when I walked out and greeted my pastor, he said, Fred, and the sermon was on dreams, how the Lord works in giving us dreams. And
right.
He talked about his wife and him having experience on certain guidance through dreams. And he just looked me in the eye and he said, yesterday, he said, Fred, the Lord has big plans for you.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Oh,
I'm getting goosebumps, Fred.
Right.
Amen. Yep. Yeah, absolutely, brother. I'm 100% behind you. Exactly.
Oh.
So what a great confirmation on the call today. So maybe that's why I picked this article, too. Who knows how the Lord's working in your life, but you know it's there, right? Amen to that. Awesome, Fred.
Bless you so much, Mary Jo, for what you do and so giving and coming here. I wish you the best, Mary Jo.
Yeah, and I keep praying for you, Fred. I know you got it in you. We're out there with that positive expectancy, and, you know, the Lord fulfills all our dreams. We just have to, what's on our heart? And we can't let fear, you know, and Scripture is so great, too, because it says, wherever we have perfect love, there is no fear. And so it's fear has no place. And that's, you know, if your goal, for those of you who are Christians on the call, you know, our number one posture in life, our number one goal in life when on earth here is to be as Christ-like as possible. And that means that we have that perfect love. And so whenever we feel fear, we got to sit back and say, wow, okay, Lord, this isn't coming from you. This is something I'm making up. This is my earthly body that's doing this, not you, right? So anyway, great, super. Love you guys. You're all great, and I know this is an awesome, you know, mission for all of us to be a part of, and I'm proud to be a part of it with all of you because each one of you plays such an incredible role in all of this, and I just feel blessed. So. Okay, everybody, I love you all. You guys have a great week. Take a peek at the Real Switch. Navigate your way to success. See if that's something that you think that would be really beneficial for you to, you know, get on that positive track and keep yourself, you know, accountable and going forward and learn all the things you need to learn. If so, that's great. Come and join us on that. We're going to have a blast in that group in our new boot camp, quote unquote. If not, that's great. I know you can do it as well. I mean, it's just another tool that might support you, and we always want to present as much as we can out to the field for support as a support system. Okay, everybody. One more. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rebecca. Do you know when they're going to do the Navigate system? Is that going to wait till Manifest to get it all incorporated with Manatech? Or we're just using it?
Well, you can use it today. If you can order it through the NavigateGroup.com website, and then Manitech is shipping all the materials out of here, so they're all shipping from the United States right now, so you don't have to wait like the 3 weeks I had to wait coming from Australia by slow boat last December. But they will have it fully incorporated at Manifest. So that's when it'll really be something that's tied directly to Manitech. And the other news is, of course, if the pricing of it is going to be awesome as well. They're packaging Navigate with Success Tracker, with Mana Pages, with Gold Mail. So there'll be four pieces to that puzzle, all for $29.95. That's incredible. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Gold Success Tracker?
Gold Mail, Success Tracker, Mana Pages, and Navigate, all four, yeah, in one package, as one bundle. So it's going to be awesome. So, and you know, right now I'm paying $30 just for Navigate, but I'm telling you, don't get into scarcity and not pay $30 today. Well, it is, yeah, and every time, and every month that you pay the $30, they make a contribution to Mana Relief to save two kids. So, all right, great, love you all. So I'll talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.